I think that we would say that challenging and difficult times call for taking steps that we wouldn't consider in ordinary times. However, what is happening in India is shocking and should shock the world. Here's one of the largest democracy in the world, which has a very, very huge poverty-stricken part of its population who are going to suffer enormously in this. And while Modi has said he's going to put money into helping to feed the poor, it's quite clear that many of the migrant labor who have come into the cities to work have been turned out of factories, turned out of the poor and crowded accommodation, and have been put on the roads to return on foot to the places from which they came with no food. And often it's women carrying their children. It's a shocking sight. The other thing that Modi has done, and it should be a sort of great concern to us, is that he has been only too ready to turn off the internet. He turned off the internet in Kashmir and still not turned it back on. And he's talking about doing so soon because of the importance of getting information to people about how they shouldn't be socially mixing and there should be social distance. In a country which is so impoverished, where people live cheek by jowl, 10 to a room and so on, to talk about social distancing, there's a certain nonsense in that. And there really is terrible punishment taking place. Beatings of people found by the police and army to be in the street. We really are not seeing a country which is in any way concerned about the human rights of its poorest. Well, let me just mention the business of Muslims. The new laws that were brought in, which were discriminatory against the Muslim population, gives an indication of how a nationalist, populist government, which is basically also sectarian in that it protects one religion as against another, that is a source of anxiety for the world. And we should be very concerned and highly critical of Modi, and yet we call him our great friend.